On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love said to me, I'm just saying, I love you guys. I'm glad that you're listening in, both youth and older youth and young youth and young adults and whatever. I'm just grateful that you listen to our online service. This is a special time of the year, and I wanted to share with you in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, New Living Translation. This is about the visit of the wise men. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. At about that time, some wise men came from the eastern lands and arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We have seen his star as it arose, and we have come to worship him." Herod was deeply disturbed by their question, as was all of Jerusalem. And he called a meeting of all the leading priests, the teachers of the religious law, and he asked this question, "Where did the prophet say the Messiah would be born?" he asked them. "In Bethlehem, O king, for this is what the prophet wrote. O Bethlehem of Judea, you are not just a lowly village in Judea, for a ruler will come from you who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod sent a private message to the wise men, asking them to come and see him. And at this meeting he learned the exact time when they first saw the star. Then he told them, "Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. And when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him too." Well, after the interview, the wise men went their way. Once again, the star appeared to them, guiding them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was born. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house where the child and his mother was, and they fell down before him and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But when it was time to leave, they went home another way, because God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. Well, I sing that little song, the 12 Days of Christmas, because Epiphany is real close, January the 6th. That's when we celebrate the 12th day of Christmas. Have you ever heard of that word, Epiphany? Well, you may know the song about the 12th day of Christmas that I sang a minute ago, but it's probably not as good as what you heard, because the version of the one that people that know how to sing do are real special. Well, those people are singing about the 12 days of Christmas. Now, if we look at the calendar, we know that there is the 12 days of Christmas, which is between Christmas and Epiphany. But really, the 12 days are after Christmas. So we are still in the Christmas season. So if you count them, you will understand where we are on the calendar. But more importantly, it's no longer 2020. It is now 2021. Now, of all of us, and yours and mine, and everybody that we know, we often lament why we can't see Jesus in person. And we wonder if he's really there. In this troubled world, I think that we would all like to see Jesus and know that he is there to help us and to guide us and to strengthen us through these crazy times that we live in. But you know him by his light and by his miracles and all the metaphors of the discerning spirit, the word of God. Jesus' presence is the greatest fear of the evil world, where Jesus towers over evil and he topples sin and he vanquishes forces of darkness and chase away those who would live in the shadow. Now, we know Jesus is not with us in the physical sense right now, but we know who he is and what he has done. He has given us his love letter, the Bible, and the Holy Spirit come upon us. Whenever he went home to be with heaven, he said that he was going to send one greater than him, the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is there right now. So Jesus is always with us. And like a good shepherd, Jesus continues to battle the forces of darkness all around us. And you don't need to hide or fear, because Jesus is with us. You know, we sing that wonderful hymn, "What a friend we have in Jesus." He's a friend that said that he would never leave us nor forsake us. Now, you don't need to seek him as the Magi did of old, for Jesus will find you. This Epiphany morning that we gather on Wednesday, I hope it'll find you in the comfort and the power of Almighty God. Because evil's foe is your friend. Oh, who's the evil's foe? Well, it's Jesus. And yeah, what a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. But, you know, we come to the end of a season, and we had that beautiful, beautiful Bethlehem star in the sky the other night. Jupiter and Saturn, they lined up and given us a bright, bright light. And when the shepherds were out in the field, they heard singing of the angels. And as they went to Bethlehem and found the baby, then later we are told wise men came from the east, as we read in Scripture. And they were kindly teachers, and they had followed the light of the star for a long, long, long way. They followed that light all the way to Bethlehem. You know how long that journey took? It was several days at least that they followed the star until it came to rest over the place where Jesus was lying in the manger. The light of that star pointed to the place where he was, in Bethlehem. Judy and I have been blessed to be there several times. They built a church over where Jesus was born in the manger. It was really actually in a cave, and they hoed out a place in the stone there to make a manger. Now it's in the basement of the church, which is over it. There's a large gold star on the floor that they let you go in and you can actually touch it. And it was really wonderful. I think it's more of symbolism than it maybe was the actual place, because we really don't know the actual place, because we weren't there, were we? We just have to take the word of those who were there. But more importantly, it's a reminder that the one born there was the light of the world. Amen. Hope and pray you're having a good new year so far, early on. And we want to thank God for you, and thank God for Jesus, and thank God for the church here at Bethel United Methodist Church. And more importantly, we want to say, God, shine your light upon all of our people, not only here at Bethel, but all over the world. And we give you the glory and honor and praise today that 2021, even though it's the same time, same everything, it's just a different day on the calendar, but it's a way of giving us hope for change. The real hope for change comes in Jesus. But as we flip that page on the calendar, we say, oh, I'm glad that 2020 is over. Yep, and now we into the 2021. Well, we just wanted you to know we love you and we care for you. We're still meeting in church, 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. Hope and pray that you'll be able to feel that you can come back to church. We'd love to have you. In Jesus' name, amen.